Fads come and go, and nowhere more than in the world of weight loss. That's why Noom's weight management programs are made to last. Noom uses science and personalization to help you manage your weight for the long term. Their psychology-based approach helps you build better habits and behaviors that are easier to maintain. The best part? You decide how Noom fits into your life, not the other way around. Sign up for your trial today at Noom.com. That's Noom.com to sign up for your trial today.
And welcome back, everybody, to another episode of the MLB DFS Quick Hits, your Friday, August 13th edition. We've got a 14-game slate on tap for you to finish off your weekday of baseball action. Hope everybody had a good Thursday. 8-game really slate, all the fun with the good old Field of Dreams game that was just chaotic. Walk-off bomb by Tim Anderson after Liam Hendricks gave up some bombs in the ninth. Wild, wild game on that one. We knew it was a hitting atmosphere from everything we saw, so makes sense there. The A's went nutso early on Thursday. Just lots and lots of fun. The Giants 7-0 beat up on Marquez. Darvish got beat up. He's been a little off of late. Something to keep in mind as we go forward this week. But we move on. 14 games. You can check out the podcast on MLB DFS Quick Hits. Give a rate and review on iTunes. I would truly appreciate that. I am on Twitter at BDentric. You can join me in the free fantasy DGen Slack chat with your questions and help over there. If you like season-long fantasy baseball action, go check out the Bench with Bubba podcast. Coming at you twice a week, Tuesdays, Bubba and the Bat Flip this past week, recapping the week in Fab as usual. And also this on Thursday, I recorded with Sarah Sanchez of the Cubby Blue SB Nation and from Fangraphs. Awesome, awesome chat talking Cubs, all kinds of other fantasy baseball talks. So I recommend checking that out. That was Bench with Bubba, episode 393. If you give a rate and review on iTunes for Bench with Bubba, I would truly appreciate it. Also, go check out Price Picks, PricePicks.com. Download Price Picks in your app store. Create an account. Use promo code Bubba to get a first-time deposit bonus up to $100. It's a great way to play DFS, meets prop bets, lots and lots of fun. Dropping picks on the daily in the Price Picks chat on the Fantasy DGens Slack chat. Other guys are doing tennis and golf and all kinds of goofy, summer league basketball and so much more. So come check that out, PricePicks.com. Promo code Bubba. First-time deposit bonus up to $100. 14-game slate. Let's get cracking. Pitchers on this slate. We're starting off with Zach Wheeler, 10-3 at home against the Cincinnati Reds. Wheeler coming off a complete game shutout, 11 strikeout performance against the Mets his last time out, thrown seven or more innings and four straight starts. 0-4-3-1. Those are his earned run totals over that start. Five or more Ks in every start. He's been great. The strikeout rate's been tremendous this season, and he's just been a 20-plus point machine time after time after time. Now you get the Cincinnati Reds offense that's been hitting very well of late. They are striking out 24% of the time versus righties, but they are hitting .261 with a .221 ISO and a .120 WRC plus. Coming off a monster game against Mueller in Atlanta on Thursday. Votto Winker hit a grand slam on Thursday. India went deep. Naquin went deep. Votto had a double dongs the night before on Wednesday. Very, very potent offense. I'll still go with some Zach Wheeler in his elite nature. He's been shutting down all the teams. Doesn't matter how good or bad you are. He's been outstanding. I don't mind going to him at 10-3. There's a cheaper guy like the next guy. I'll take over him, but Wheeler at 10-3 is outstanding. If you want to save $1,100 and go with another ace in a great matchup, Robbie Ray is $9,200 at the Seattle Mariners, coming off six shutout, 5K innings against Boston. He has four or more Ks and four straight starts, which is weird because prior to that, 8-11, 6-10, 6-6. He was a strikeout machine till recently, but he's still going at least six innings. More often than not, he's getting to the W, which he should against Toronto once, against Seattle once again. And to Seattle offense, striking out over 25% of the times versus lefties, hitting .245 with a .106 WRC plus. So when you got your two top guys on the slate of Zach Wheeler and Robbie Ray, give me Robbie Ray at the savings at $9,200 over Wheeler at 10-3. He's about $400 cheaper than Wheeler on FanDuel. Another little bit of savings. So give me Robbie Ray as your SP1 on Friday night with Wheeler a very, very close second on this slate. If you want to save some more cash, I will be honest, Blake Snell, coming off a great outing against Arizona. He's on the road, which is a massive no-no this season. I'm not saying I'm on him right now, but I'm going to watch what lineup Arizona brings out for one, and I'm going to watch the ownership. Usually Blake Snell brings popular high ownership. If for some reason on a 14-game slate, Blake Snell's coming in low-owned, we're going with some Blake Snell. So I'm just putting that out there right now. That's something we will talk about in the Fantasy DGen Slack chat. So keep an eye on Blake Snell for that regards. But $100 cheaper, Charlie Morton, $8,300 at the Washington Nationals. Sign me up. Morton brings like a 15-point floor to the action, which is tremendous upside. He's gone six or more innings. He's gone five or more innings in five straight starts. Two earned runs or less in three of those five. Three earned runs or less in every start. So basically a quality start in four of his last five. And he's got five or more Ks in each start, six or more in four or five. 15-plus points in every start. Brings a great floor with a ceiling into the almost 30s, if not into the 30s from time to time. Taking on this Washington offense, striking out surprisingly only 18% of the time over the last month versus right-handed pitching, which I don't believe. 263 average, 104 WRC plus. I just don't see that one coming. Like, let's narrow this search down here. Let's go trade deadline, July 30th, and see where these boys are. The Washington Nationals since July 30th, it's not still striking out 19% of the time. So they're not striking out a ton, but their offense has gotten worse over that stretch. So Morton brings bigger strikeout upside than some of these guys that the Nats have been facing. So at $8,300, no problem going to him in this one. If you want to pivot off of Morton, one of my favorite mid-range plays is Cole Irvin at $8,200, coming off an outstanding outing against Texas. Seven innings, two earned, four Ks for 20 points. He's put up 20 or more points in three of his last four starts, six innings or more in those three starts, two runs or less, four, six, and three Ks. Strikeouts are kind of the issue with him from time to time, but don't worry, folks. He's facing Texas. I tell you guys time and time again, Texas's offense is atrocious, especially versus left-handed pitching. Texas got shut down by Marco Gonzalez on Thursday. Complete game, one run, 40.5 DK points for Marco Gonzalez. Will Cole Irvin do that? Probably not. Can he get you 20-plus like he did his last time out? Oh, heck yes. So give me some Cole Irvin going up against Texas, who strikes out 22% of the time versus left. He's hitting .175 with an impressive 34 WRC plus. So Cole Irvin is very, very much in play at $8,200. Very nice value for you in that one. Shane McClanahan's looking good. Got up to 92 pitches his last time out. He's usually wavering around like 88 to 93, which is great. He's got 20 or more points in three of his last four starts. Going up against this Minnesota offense that is struggling tremendously, striking out almost 25% of the time versus left-handed pitching. 192 average, 70 WRC plus. If you're catching on here, you might not need to pay up for pitching tonight. So you got some nice options here in the middle. And then if you need to punt, which I don't know if you need to because these middle options, but if you do, I'm keeping an eye on Austin Gomber. It's scary going up against the Giants offense. Very scary. But if you just want an uber punt, Michael Pineda is $5,900. Threw 102 pitches his last time out, so he's stretched out again. Six innings, two earned, three Ks. He had 16 or more points in two starts a couple times back. He's facing the Tampa Bay Rays, which is always sketchy, but what they do is they strike out 23% of the time versus righties. 260 average, 131 WRC+. Pineda's only in play if you want to go super, super YOLO. For the most part, I'm not going down that low. So recapping, I got Robbie Ray 1, Wheeler 2 if you're paying up. If you want to save a little bit of cash, you got Morton, Irvin, and McClanahan. Keep an eye on Snell. But Morton, Irvin, McClanahan, I got it ranked. McClanahan, Irvin, Morton in that order. You can just use those three pitchers and save all the money you want. You can pair those guys up with Robbie Ray or Wheeler if you want. I'm fine either way. If you're playing in cash, I think I want Robbie Ray and Morton, to be honest. But I could go McClanahan and Morton and be just fine. McClanahan and Irvin be just fine. So you can save some cash by just using those two mid-range pitchers that still have similar upside to the big dogs and get your bats. Speaking of bats, let's get cracking on it. Catcher's position on this 14-game slate. There's going to be tons and tons of options out there. But you can start out with guys like Eric Haas. Plesac is a massive pitch-to-contact guy. Haas is 4,600, but I'd rather save 100 more and go to Omar Narvaez, the red-hot Milwaukee Brewers bats going up against Mitch Keller. Great place to stack it up tonight. Omar Narvaez at 45, likely hitting cleanup for the Milwaukee Brewers, is someone to keep in mind in a big, big way. Going down cheaper for you on this slate, Buster Posey at 39 versus Gomber. If you're not using Gomber, Posey's a very strong play. Had the nine off on Thursday, so barring something weird going on, he should get the start for the Giants at the catcher's position. Farther down the pricing list we go, guys like Mike Zunino against Pineda. If you're not using Pineda, we know you can give it the long ball from time to time. And what's Zunino do? Hits the long ball, so he's $3,300 in a tournament. You can definitely sign that up. Jacob Stallings sitting in the middle of the Pittsburgh lineup at 32 is a bit of savings for you as well. And then going below 3K now for some savings, Jorge Alfaro is only 29. Not a bad cheapie there. If Wilson Ramos gets to start for Cleveland, he's only 28. That's a great value going up against Alexander of Detroit. So Ramos at 28 would be a very, very strong value as well. Otherwise, Austin Hedges in the same game, 2,300. So the Cleveland catcher between Ramos or Hedges, very strong value if you just want to punt the position. Then Robinson Chirinos will be getting the start at catcher, most likely for Chicago. He's 22 versus Lizardo. So Chirinos, Hedges, Wilson Ramos, all three could be extreme values at the catcher's position. First base for you. You can go back to Shohei if you want. You can go to Vladito if you want. You guys know the drill by now. But Matt Olson at 57, very, very much in play versus Dane Dunning in that Texas bullpen. Don't mind that. If you want to fade Wheeler, because Wheeler should be popular, Joey Votto's in play at 56. I get it, but I respect Wheeler enough. It's a 14-game slate. It's hard to get cute, but that Cincinnati offense is legit. Citizens Bank Park's a good ballpark to hit in. So I'm not going to say don't play Cincinnati. I respect Wheeler. I do when there's other options on 14-game slate that I don't have to be that cute there. I can be cute elsewhere. But if you want Cincy, I get it. I will look a little cheaper, though. Go below the 5K range now. Guys like Freddie Freeman versus Josiah Gray at 48 entices me a bit. Patrick Wisdom versus Lizardo at 44. It's like, I hate this Cubs offense is really bad, but you go up against Lizardo, who he's shown some signs of life, but we've seen so much screw up still. And you can get some interesting Chicago play here. It just sucks it's in Miami. If it was in Wrigley, it'd be really, really enticing. But that's them's the breaks. So going down cheaper, though, Brandon Belt versus lefty at 4K does not scare me anymore if you're stacking the Giants. But don't use them as a one-off, only in a stack. I'll be clarify that. Eric Hosmer has good pass success versus Bumgarner at 37, if you want to go that direction. Lourdes Gurriel Jr., I'll say this much. First base outfield eligible, starting to get the bat going again. It's been a very up-and-down year for him, struggled early. Started hitting middle of the season, struggled again, starting to get going again. So Lourdes Gurriel at 34 could be a nice cheap piece of Toronto if you're looking for it. Jesus Aguilar from Miami at 32, a nice value Miami piece. Don't mind a little Miami action. You know where we're going to go and get to the outfield. So to hold on for that one. But you could pair him up with Aguilar for $3,200 for a nice little cheap one for you as well. You got Miguel Sano and GPPs. Colin Moran double-donged on Thursday. That was comical. You got Miggy Cabrera going for 500 against Plesac at 2,900. That's actually a good value. Darren Ruff's only 28 going up against Gomber. Just realize Ruff could get pinch hit for and taken out of the game pretty quickly if Gomber gets taken out. So keep that in mind. Mitch Moreland double-donged on Thursday. He's 22 versus Dunning, so he's super cheap. So you have some definite value at the first base position if you need to. Even Schwindel's 2K versus Jesus Lizardo. So we've mentioned Wisdom. We've mentioned Chirinos. We've mentioned Schwindel. You got your Chicago value in Cesardo. It's not fun by any means, but it's there, and it's legit. They all have power, and that's what you're looking for. You look for home runs, so it's definitely something to play with. Second base position, Trey Turner is always an intriguing option, but I'll save some cash on this slate. Go down to guys like Marcus Semien. Don't mind Ozzie Albies at all. He's swinging a very, very hot bat. He's $4,900 versus Josiah Gray. Albies has 14 or more DK points in three of his last four starts. So ride that hot bat while you can against Josiah Gray. Some cheaper options for you. Jonathan India went deep. It is Wheeler, though. I'd rather pay 46 for Brandon Lau, who we like to target as a home run candidate. Lau's actually hitting 268 over his last 10 games with seven extra base hits, averaging over 12 points per game. So someone like he had 9 points today or on Thursday, and he had 14 or more points in the previous four games. So he's been playing very, very well at $4,600 versus Pineda. That's not a bad GPP, even kind of almost cash-worthy play on this slate. Cheaper, below 4K now you go. Jake Cronenworth's only 4K versus Bumgarner. That's very, very interesting. I don't hate that. Jed Lowry at 36 versus Dunning, or 38 versus Dunning, sorry. He could be in play for you. Ibrahim Toro, not looking to fade Ray. What I would look at is Whit Merrifield. Jack Flaherty is making his return from the IL. I like Jack Flaherty. I think he's a good pitcher. Whit Merrifield at 36, very nice value on this slate. Tommy Edman is 31 versus Minor. That does not stink. Jorge Polanco is only 31 versus McClanahan. I like Shane McClanahan quite a bit, but if you're not going McClanahan, Polanco at 31 is very, very nice value. That dude's raking right now. McClanahan goes 5 or 6. You still get a couple innings of bullpen for Polanco, so that's not too shabby as well. And then value-wise, Tommy La Stella probably doesn't get the start versus a lefty. That's probably about it. Big slates, and there's more and more value these days on these big slates because of all these call-ups and end-of-the-season action. So you got to keep that in mind as you get going. But third base position for you, Rafael Devers. I love Boston tonight. Watkins, massive pitch-to-contact guy. So a guy like Devers at 58, very much in play. And so is J-Ram versus Alexander, switch hitting there. So both really good looks. Machado has had great success for Bumgarner. So if you're paying up at third base, you got Devers, J-Ram, Machado, all really strong looks for you in their matchups. Or you just save some more money. When you go down cheaper to guys like Austin Riley in his matchup, Patrick Wisdom again at 44, like we talked about, is in play for you. Kyle Seager versus lefties, always tournament viable, but not running to play that. But it's interesting versus Robbie Ray, to say the least. Going down below 4K now, you got Josh Donaldson, but one of the better values on this slate is Jaime Candelario at $3,600 versus Plesac. I've been saying the Candyman over and over again. The dude's only hitting 324 over his last 10 games. He's got 8 extra base hits. He's averaging almost 10 DK points per game. He's still cheap. He's got 13 or more points in 3 of his last 4 games. The dude is raking right now. He's 36 versus a pitch-to-contact Plesac. That's a cash game play. That's a great value in general with Jaime Candelario. So I like that one quite a bit on DK. Below 3K, though, usually not a ton. Like Hunter Dozier, I'm not looking to fully stack against Flaherty. That's like the value with Whit Merrifield. Yanni Hernandez, I'll keep mentioning him for Texas, is a $2,400 value. I like Irvin, though, so I'm not like getting crazy there. Charlie Culberson against Irvin if you want to get stupid, but I don't think you need to go there in that situation. Matt Duffy is 2K versus Lizardo, so you're getting all the Cubs value if you want it. If you want to fade Lizardo, you get all the Cubs value. I'm not saying go fade Lizardo, but it's there if you want to get weird. Shortstop position on this slate. Willie Adames at 55 is outstanding. Mitch Keller has been bad. Lots of pitching to contacts. So you got him and you got Xander Bogaerts at 54. Both elite options. I'll go Bogey in Boston against Baltimore and that Baltimore defense. But Adames can't be ignored, what he's been doing. Good matchup there versus Keller. A few others to go to. Wander Franco is really starting to heat up here. He went deep on Thursday. He's got 9 or more points in 5 of his last 6 games. So you got to keep that in mind. He's averaging almost 10 points per game over his last 10. He's 4,600 versus Pineda. So a really good look there for Franco, who's really starting to get going. Ahmed Rosario at 42 for stacking Cleveland. I like it. Otherwise, I'd pay up for Franco or go down to a guy like Brandon Crawford at 41, Drake Cronenworth at 4K. I look at those guys before taking a one-off with Rosario. Rosario's in play if you're stacking up Cleveland. You can also save some more. I mentioned Paul DeJong on Thursday's pod. I wrote about him in the free DraftKings article at Rotoballer. Starting to swing it, folks. He went deep for you on Thursday. He's gone deep in 2 of his last 3. He's got extra base hits in 4 of his last 5. He has 14 or more DK points in his last 5 games. Definitely got to consider, especially going up against Mike Minor. So DeJong at 36 is a nice value as well. Then other than that, Elvis Andrus is kind of getting going if you're stacking Oakland. I'd rather go to like DeJong down here, but Andrus is a part of a stack. I could see some appeal for you if you're fading Blake Snell. Nick Ahmed's down here for nice and cheap. Hoy Park's down here for 2,200 for Pittsburgh. He's shortstop, outfield eligible. So you got a few guys down here if you need to, but again, don't think I want to type situation. Now we head to the outfield where there'll be everybody and their mom. Shohei Ohtani's a great play. Love Starling Marte. He's up to 6,100 for you loyal listeners to the show. Do you remember when he was on the Marlins and he was in the low 4Ks and I just kept saying, play him because he's too cheap. He's $6,100 now. Like, this is what happens, folks. So, and he's still a great play. He's still worth every single penny right now. So if you can afford him in cash or whatever, sure, don't force it, but he's in play. Same with Bryce Harper versus Tyler Molle. Loved him on Thursday. Where did he go? Ding Dong City. Great spot versus Tyler Molle in this matchup at Citizen Bank Park at 57. So not too shabby. George Springer at 54. We love George Springer almost every day. Flexen has been much better at home. I will clarify that. Been much, much better at home this year. Still like the Jays with Georgie Springer. If you're fading Alexander with Detroit and you're stacking Cleveland, Franmil at 53 is outstanding. It's got to like that as well. Some cheaper options. You know, you got Tommy Pham versus Bum if you want, but Teoscar Hernandez, 4,800. Always in play with Springer, the 1-2 punch. Nelly Cruz with Tampa Bay at 46 versus Pineda. If you want to get weird there, he's definitely in play for you. You got Meadows at 45. Those are options for you. Brandon Nimmo versus a lefty. Don't hate it. Not looking to do it versus Urias, but he's interesting. Will Myers has owned Bumgarner. He's 43. But like Cedric Mullins is only 43 versus Pivetta. Outstanding. Outstanding price point. So you're going to roll with Mullins in cash. You can roll with him in GPPs. Outstanding. You got Mark Canha at 43. Not too shabby. Prefer Mullins in this price range. Both solid plays. You got Bellinger down to 41 versus McGill. Awesome play. Bellinger swinging a hot bat. McGill is struggling tremendously. So Belly at 41. Not too shabby at all. I personally still would want Mullins at 43. But Belly at 41 can't be ignored. You got Randy Arozarena at 41, who I think comes into much lower ownership than Bellinger. I think it's a great pivot off of Bellinger. So you can go to Arozarena as well. Grisham's a good play. He's been hitting lefties better than righties this year. He's $4,000 against Bumgarner. You got Yastrzemski in play. If you want to go that route, Ketel Marte switch hitting versus Snell at 38. Brian Reynolds at 37 switch hitting is a good look as well. So some really nice value as you get down to the high 3K range. And we go down farther to the mid to low 3K range. And you got guys like Lourdes Gurriel Jr. we talked about at 34. He's not too shabby. Joe Adell's up at 33. That's respect. I don't think I'm going to pay for that, but I get it. Jared Duran possibly hitting second for Boston's only 32 versus pitch to contact Watkins. Grossman's been swinging it well. He's 32 versus Plesac. Don't hate that. I prefer probably Duran's upside in that offense as a whole over Grossman, but Grossman's been playing well. It's hard to completely ignore that situation. A few others down here. We got to 3K and below now. Lamont Wade Jr. is hitting everything. It's lefty-lefty, so we'll see where he sits in the lineup, but he's 3K. He's gone deep in back-to-back games now, so that's fun being a Giants fan. Jorge Alfaro's catcher is outfield eligible for Miami. Comical. I'd only play him at catcher, folks. So keep that one in mind. But Rafael Ortega is $2,800. He's in play lefties, righties. I don't care. He's a very good play. Benintendi at 27. If you're attacking Flaherty, sure. Not as a one-off. No one-off. Some other cheapies down here as we slide farther and farther down. Austin Slater probably gets a start for the Giants leading off. He's 25 versus Gomber. Just know he could get pinch hit for, so be careful. But some Miami value. We got Brian De La Cruz, $2,400. He's been swinging it well, hitting 314 over his last 10 games, put up 21 points on Wednesday in San Diego. So he's interesting at 2,400. But wait, there's more. As we go down even farther, we got our usual suspects down here. Where is my boy? He's going to be Anthony Santander, one of my boys, only 2,300 versus Nick Pivetta. He only put up 7 points. Such a disappointment. And he snapped his hit streak, but he reached base, stole a bag. Still productive. 7 points, $2,300 versus Nick Pivetta. I'm staying on that train. Why he's that cheap? That is a great cash game and tournament play. Don't miss that. Mention Hoy Park, Culberson as well. They could be in play for you, but we keep going as there's more down here, as we know. And we're waiting. There he is. Still DraftKings. Kudos to effing everything up. Lewis Brinson is still $2,000. Hitting 432 over his last 10 games, 8 extra base hits, including 4 home runs, averaging 14 points per game, 35, 7, 21, 14, 17, 0, 9, 0, 10, 27. He has 7 or more DK points in 8 of his last 10 games, and he's been 2K every time, worth every penny. DJ Stewart's down here at 2K if you want to get weird in your stacks, but Brinson at 2K, plug it in, rock and roll. Keep doing it, boys and girls. Recapping your pitching real quick. Wheeler at 10-3, Robbie Ray at 92, your top two options. I got Robbie Ray over Zach Wheeler, your top two pay-up options on this slate. In the mid-range here, you got Morton, Irvin, and McClanahan. I got it ranked McClanahan, Irvin, Morton. That's where I look there. Pair one of them up with Ray or Wheeler, or just take two of these three and rock and roll. When you're stacking things up on this slate, I like Milwaukee versus Keller quite a bit. Adames and company from there, maybe some Wong or others, but Willie Adames would be where I'd start. Narvaez, cleanup catcher as well, could be intriguing. I don't hate Philadelphia versus Tyler Molly with mainly just Harper. I'm not looking for a full stack there, so keep that in mind. Atlanta's intriguing versus Josiah Gray. Again, not forcing that one, but Miami against Alzolay, Brinson, De La Cruz. Those are some nice value spots. We've got some other Miami guys to look at as well. You could go to Chicago if you want with your Wisdoms, your Schwindels, and some others, but I pretty much want the Miami side of this one. If anything, just a one-off with Brinson's outstanding because that price is wrong. Baltimore, Boston, stack it up. Stack it up, game stack it up. Baltimore side, Santander. You got Hayes. You got Stewart. You have Mullins all too cheap. Start with Santander and Mullins. Build around that. The Boston side of it, you pay up with Devers. You pay up with Bogarts. Duran could be a value for you if you want. Maybe throw in a Dahlback to get weird or something. But Bogarts, Devers, Santander, Mullins, those four for sure in this game stack. If you're stacking the game up or if you're single stacking, those two each start out your stacks on Baltimore, Boston. Cleveland versus Detroit, J-Ram, Franmil, Ahmed Rosario, your top three with Cleveland. See what else the lineup looks like there. Some other ones, Tampa Bay versus Pineda, you know, Rosarena is in play for you. Love Brandon Lau. I go Brandon Lau or Rosarena. Then it comes like Cruz or Meadows, depending on where you want to go there. But I like Lau and Rosarena when your Tampa Bay stacks. San Diego versus Arizona, Machado, Myers, Grisham, Crone, all in Crone and Worth for those not keeping track at home, are all worth it. And then Toronto versus Seattle, start out with Springer and Teoscar and do your usual thing. So there you go, folks. Friday night, 14 games in the books. Hope you guys have a great weekend. Follow me on Twitter at BDEntric. Join me in the Fantasy Degen Slack chat. Lots of fun there. Go check out Prize Picks. Download the app, prizepicks.com. Use promo code Bubba for a first-time deposit bonus up to $100. Also, if you can give a rate and review on iTunes for MLB DFS Quick Hits, I would appreciate it. And check out the Bench with Bubba season-long fantasy baseball podcast. Twice a week, Tuesdays, Bubba and the Bat Flip. Thursday this past week had Sarah Sanchez of Fangraphs and Cubby Blue. So check that out and give a rate and review as well. Written content at rotoballer.com. All that good stuff. But for now, everybody, have a great weekend. I'll be back with you guys on Monday. This is MLB DFS Quick Hits, your Friday, August 13th edition. I'm out.
Life's better with an auto policy from American Family Insurance. No matter what dreams you're driving towards. That's because our expert agents will make you feel totally protected with the right auto coverage at the right price. You'll also save up to 23% when you bundle auto with home. American Family Insurance. Get a quote, find an agent at AmFam.com.
Products not available in every state. Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.